Zondervan presents Midnight in Madrid by Noel Hind, read by Dick Hill. For Patrick and Kathleen Hildreth and Emily, Sarah, and Molly.
"Then the bird doesn't belong to any of you?" Spade asked.
"Belong?" the fat man said jovially. "Well, sir, you might say it belonged to the King of Spain, but an article of that value that has passed from hand to hand is clearly the property of whoever can get a hold of it."
Dasho Hammett, the Maltese Falcon. Every man is as heaven made him, and sometimes a great deal worse. Cervantes, Don Quixote. Chapter 1. St. Gallen, Switzerland, August 15th. Li Yuan had always been a bit of a mystic. Always had been and always would be. He saw things where other people didn't, believed things that other people laughed at. But his friends and peers accepted him for what he was, a product of his background and his experience. Right now, however, Li Yuan was halfway around the world and completely out of luck. It was not a healthy equation for examining fading artifacts in the dungeons of an ancient stone monastery. It was not a healthy equation for anything. Worse, Li Yuan felt as if he were freezing to death. His hands worked as quickly as possible. His only light was that from a kerosene lantern, lit with a small acetylene torch. There was a little heat from the torch, but still his fingers were nearly frostbitten.